Tether bought 6 tons of gold in Q1 2026, stash tops 132 tons. Tether added more than 6 tons of gold to its balance sheet in the first quarter of 2026, pushing total bullion holdings past 132 tons. The figure was flagged by Cointelegraph on May 3, citing the company's Q1 transparency disclosures. At spot prices around $3,200 per ounce, as of May 3, 2026, 132 tons works out to roughly $13.6 billion in physical gold backing the USDT float. That is on top of the Treasury bill book that still anchors the bulk of Tether's reserves. Why a stablecoin issuer keeps stacking bullion USDT is a dollar-pegged token. Gold does not pay interest, does not settle in seconds, and cannot be wired to a counterparty in Lagos. Yet Tether has been expanding its gold position for several quarters, and the Q1 add is not a one-off. The internal logic is straightforward. T-bills and bank deposits sit inside the dollar system. If a U.S. administration ever moved to sanction or freeze Tether's banking partners, those reserves would be the first to feel pressure. Bullion held in vaults outside that perimeter is harder to reach. It is also a hedge against the dollar itself. If confidence in T-bill yields cracks, gold holds value when fiat does not. The catch is that gold cannot back same-day redemptions at scale. Tether is using it as a reserve buffer, not as the working layer of USDT. The working layer is still cash and short-duration treasuries, 132 tons in central bank context. For reference, 132 tons puts Tether in the same range as the official gold reserves of countries like Greece, Australia, or Qatar. It is larger than the holdings of Brazil and many smaller European central banks. A private company quietly building a sovereign-scale bullion position is a development that bank regulators and finance ministries have started to notice. The growth rate matters more than the absolute number. 6 tons added in a single quarter is roughly $620 million at current prices. Annualized, that pace would put Tether on track to add around 24 tons per year, more than the recent net buying of several G20 central banks. How this fits with the Q1 attestation? The gold figure sits inside the same Q1 attestation that showed Tether posting $1.04 billion in quarterly profit and an $8.23 billion reserve buffer, an all-time high for the company's excess reserves. Profit comes mostly from Treasury bill yield. Excess reserves are the cushion above what is strictly needed to back the float one for one. Gold is funded out of that cushion. Every additional ton is a choice to convert dollar profit into a non-yielding hard asset rather than distribute it, lend it, or park it in more T-bills. That choice tells you something about how Tether's leadership reads the macro environment in 2026, what it means for stablecoin users. For the median USDT holder using stablecoins on a zero-fee FX card or moving balances through a stablecoin spending product, the immediate impact is close to zero. Redemptions still settle against cash and T-bills. The gold sits behind that as a buffer. The longer-term implication is more interesting. Regulators in the US and EU are pushing for stablecoin issuers to hold reserves in narrower, more liquid instruments. The recent Senate Clarity Act compromise that bans yield on stablecoin reserves is one part of that pressure. A 132-ton gold position does not fit neatly inside a US framework that expects reserves to be cash and short-term treasuries only. That is part of why Tether has consistently positioned itself as an offshore issuer rather than competing for a U.S. trust charter. The gold strategy makes sense for a company operating outside the U.S. regulatory perimeter. It would be a much harder strategy to defend for a domestically chartered competitor. Risks Tether is taking gold is not free of risk. It moves with real interest rates, with central bank buying patterns, and with currency crises. A sharp rally in real yields could produce a paper loss on a 132-ton position. Custody and insurance costs are also not trivial at this scale. There is also the question of auditability. Tether's transparency reports list the gold figure, but verifying the physical custody of 132 tons is a different exercise than verifying T-bill holdings at a custodian bank. The company has so far chosen attestations over a full audit, and the gold line item is one of the harder ones for outside parties to independently confirm.